crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted.
That was the great Patsy Cline singing Willie Nelson's song, Crazy. And you heard her voice crack in that piece. Well, she recorded that song on this day in 19... I got that date right. It's not on my thing here. But she... In 1961. Excuse me. It is there. And while she... And she recorded this when she was on crutches. After going through a car windshield in a head-on collision 2 months before she made the recording. And that's why her voice cracked. She couldn't reach the high notes in this piece. But she refused not to sing. And there she was, Patsy Cline singing Willie Nelson's Crazy, recorded on this day in 1961. And this August the 21st, a number of things happened. This is a day in 1831 that Nat Turner led slaves and free people in the rebellion in the South. One day soon we'll be talking a great deal more about that because of its relationship to today and the controversies around that particular day. But that happened, this began on this day in 1831. And on this day in 1959, Hawaii, the home of our president, Barack Obama, became a state in the United States of America. And there are a number of things that happened on this day. This is a day that the chemical attacks began in Syria just 1 year ago in 2013. But there are two quick things I want to talk about before we jump into our program, because our first guest only has a few minutes with us. This is, A, the birthday of Melvin Van Peebles, born in 1932. Sweet, Sweet Ass's Badass Song, his famous film and more that he did. So we wish a happy birthday to Melvin Van Peebles. And we talked about Leon Trotsky, who was assassinated yesterday and died today in 1940. This was also the day that George Jackson was killed. And in today's media, all we know about George Jackson is people say he's the head of the Black Gorilla family. He founded the Black Gorilla family, the BGF. And with BGF being in the news as a thuggish gangster group in America, the stories about what happened in the Baltimore City Jail and other places, George Jackson, the family he founded, BGF, is much different than what happened than it exists today. And George Jackson was a man put in prison in California for 1 year to life for stealing $70. While in prison, he became radicalized. While in prison, he became a leader for rights of prisoners in prison. He organized prisoners. There was a riot, a confrontation took place between black inmates and the Aryan Brotherhood. The guards opened fire, killing only black inmates in that fight between the Aryan Brotherhood and black inmates. George Jackson started reading radical literature. He was in jail with Huey Newton. He joined the Black Panther Party, helped form the Black Gorilla Family, which then was a revolutionary movement to kind of stand up to what was going on. And he was killed in the courtyard. And as James Baldwin said, no black man would ever believe to this day that George Jackson didn't die fighting for the freedom of everybody else. So we remember George Jackson on this day as well, who passed away on this day in 1940. So there's a great deal more to this day of August 21st in our history. We encourage you to go to steinershow.org and read it all there. We take a brief second break and come right back with my co-host, Dr. Lawrence Brown, begin our new conversation about Ferguson, Missouri.